the state election results still rolling in, but was such a quick victory for Labor on Saturday night. Keen to hear a federal perspective now from Centre Alliance's member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey. Hi there, Beck.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Great to have you with us. What do you make of the election results?
Across the state, there was a big swing to Labor in really, I think, every seat. But I'm pretty focused on what's happening in the state seats underneath Mayo, and it was pretty pleasing to see, you know, a bit of a surge in independence. A couple of the seats are a little bit too close to call as yet, being Hammond, with Airlie Keane, the independent there, and then down in Finniss with Lou Nicholson. And I know both of those women, extraordinary women, and I really hope that they can make it across the line. It's funny, I was reflecting yesterday that, you know, 2 weeks ago it was just me as the only female representation, but now we have Ashton Hearn in the seat of Shubert, which covers into Mayo, and up in the Barossa and then heading down into the northern part of the Adelaide Hills. Erin Thompson, Davenport, comes a little bit into Mayo, and it looks like Catherine Hutchinson in Waite is going to take that seat as well. So, and of course, we can't forget to acknowledge Dan Cregan as an independent, his extraordinary victory. I think I'm calling him Mr. 80%. You know, very humble man, but that was a real, I think, after everything Dan has done for the community. When he was in the Liberal Party, I know that he's put his neck out many times to talk about concerns around mining at Bird in Hand, the needs of trains and some, you know, better transport across the region, and of course the work he did in the bushfires. So it's really nice to see him richly rewarded with that return.
And we've spoken to Dan Cregan about his struggle with mental health, which is something he's revealed was part of the reason he initially said he'd retire before defecting from the Liberal Party. The Cuddly Creek fires, that must be really tough when you're doing your best to advocate for your constituents and for your community, but sometimes maybe feeling like you're not doing enough. Was that an experience you had as well?
Yeah, look, and Dan and I had, you know, many conversations about this together. You know, we were riding in the car together nearly every day during, you know, that in the aftermath of the fires. And then with COVID as well, it's been... you know, it's been hard because people tell you about their struggles, and you want to do everything you can to help them. And you know, if somebody's house burns down, there's not a huge amount you can do, but you can do some things in connecting people with resources. But I think vicarious trauma is a very real thing for politicians as well. We often talk about that with police people, and you know, who are really at that very front end of the tragedy. But when you care very deeply, it can't help but affect you. Mm. So I'm very proud of Dan for talking so candidly about his mental health struggles post fires and during COVID. And I think it's something that many people right across our community have been feeling, which is why I've been pushing so hard for us to get more mental health support in our region. And one of my conversations with Josh Frydenberg, the treasurer, just a couple of weeks ago, was the need for head to health and some better adult mental health support across the electorate. They're rolling them out across the nation, and we really need a head to health here in Mayo. We've gone through a lot as a community, particularly over the last 3 years. While we've now got headspace for under 25s, there's, you know, a waiting list. The bigger it grows, the you know, the more people are going to headspace. But we can't forget those of us who are over 25 as well.
Of course. Federal Member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, is with us. Today's the last day for applications for your $100,000 Community Renewable Fund, right? So how's that all going?
Well, I think we've received quite a few applications through. I'm not the decision maker, so I've said, look, just, you know, manage it. Don't share with me too much because I don't want to in any way influence who's selected. We have an expert panel who'll be making that decision. But yeah, today's the last day. It's a really simple application process. It's really putting in an expression of interest. And you can jump on my website, rebeccasharkey.com.au, to see all the information there. Hopefully we'll be making those decisions very quickly, and then I get told exactly who was put forward. I'm really keen to see some more projects happen across our community, and hopefully it's the first of many rounds of this. I'd like to see this right across the nation, but I just think it's really exciting for Mayo, and let's get some more renewable energy into our community. Let's lead the way.
And just a quick hint, because you held a workshop over the week on writing grants. Was there a common thread with the participants where they were like, oh, they had an aha moment when you were trying to teach them what's a good thing to do? I think you mentioned the other day, like, storytelling is really important.
It is. You've got to craft a narrative, and it doesn't have to be too complicated, but it's important to be creative with what you want to do, because this isn't just about the renewable energy grant. This is just about grants in general. Be creative, set yourself apart from all of the other applications. Make sure you read the question, make sure you double check, did I answer the question, and don't leave it to the very last minute, just in case your computer fails. And always work on projects. Work out with your community what is a project that you want to deliver in your community that's going to, make change in your community, and then look for the money. Too often organisations just start chasing money because they see, $20,000 here or $40,000 there. You're better off having a really good understanding about exactly what you want to do in your community. Maybe it's a new park or doing something in your community hall so that you can, so it can be better used by more groups. You work out what it is, your project that you want to do, and then you look for the funds. And, of course, my office is always here to take a careful eye. We're always happy to have a look at any grant applications, just to see if, we think anything's missing. Letters of support is another thing we do. And if you are listening right now and you're part of, maybe you're a secretary of a netball club or some other organisation across our community, sign up for our grants newsletter, and you can do that easily on my website or call in the office, and we'll make sure that you get that. You don't get spammed, you just get once a month a grant newsletter letting you know all of the relevant grants that are available. And if we know what you're looking for, we'll keep a careful eye out for your organisation.
Thanks so much for your time today, Rebecca Sharkey.
No worries. Great to chat.